From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now the fall of Bernard Kerik. In 2004, Kerik was President Bush's pick to become Secretary of Homeland Security. He was a Giuliani man. He was police commissioner of New York City on 9/11. Well, today, Bernard Kerik pleaded guilty to 8 felony charges, including tax fraud and lying to the government when he was being vetted for the cabinet post. New York Times reporter Sam Dolnick was in the courtroom, and he now joins us from White Plains, New York. Sam Dolnick, what was it like in court today when Bernard Kerik appeared?
Well, it was a packed hearing. They had to move the hearing to the biggest courtroom in the House to accommodate the crowd. And it was a tense morning. Mr. Kerik spent most of it seated at the defense table, answering the judge's questions quickly, swiftly, many times saying, guilty, Your Honor, guilty, Your Honor.
Now, walk us through the charges that he was pleading guilty to.
Well, he pleaded guilty to 2 tax fraud charges. One charge that he lied on a loan application, and then 5 separate counts of lying to the federal government, which was related to the vetting for his Homeland Security Department position.
Now, all of these were charges that we had expected Bernard Kerik to fight and have a contentious trial before that packed courtroom. Instead, he entered the plea. Why? What happened?
Well, it's not clear quite what happened. It should be noted, though, that he did not plead guilty to the charges of corruption. Those charges were dropped, which was a surprise to many in the courtroom. And what changed between, you know, he was indicted in 2007 and could have theoretically accepted a plea agreement, you know, any time before then, it's not quite clear what changed. Judge Robinson jailed him last month for leaking sealed documents. And so he spent about 2 weeks in jail and apparently had a hard time. We know that he voluntarily checked himself into the jail's mental health unit soon after he entered the jail. But we don't know exactly what forced him to decide that this plea agreement was the best route.
Do we know what kind of a sentence he's likely to get in exchange for his plea?
Well, the prosecution and defense suggested that it be between 27 and 33 months. But it's up to Judge Robinson to determine the actual sentence, and that will happen in February. Judge Robinson had clashed with Mr. Kerik during pretrial hearings, but he indicated today that he would take Mr. Kerik's full career, his full life, into account when he was sentencing him, which we took to mean that he saw Mr. Kerik as more than just the sum of the allegations that we heard in court.
Bernard Kerik, before he was police commissioner of New York City, was corrections commissioner. To say that he cut a figure of confidence is an understatement. This was a plucky, pugnacious guy. How did he come across as the defendant pleading guilty in federal court?
Well, he's a burly, solid man, and he walked into court with a nice blue suit, looking the same as ever, his signature shaved head. But he didn't even glance at the packed gallery behind him, and he spoke in a low voice that was often hard to hear, gravelly. His defense lawyer rubbed his shoulders for support several times throughout the proceeding. He looked a lot less invincible than he had for years in New York.
Sam Dolnick of the New York Times, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Sam Dolnick was covering the guilty plea today, entered in federal court in White Plains, New York, by former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik.